Amen. Last week we started the message. It was called what?
Corporate anointing.
Oh, y'all got all ready.
Corporate anointing.
Everyone in here knows what a corporate is, right? Or a corporation, what they exist on. We are coming down to the final time. And God has reached down into many different congregations, and He's raising up a people that have faith and confidence in Him. The anointing is not a thing, it is a person.
Come on.
What's so exciting about this person is that this person dwells in this temple. So when this person came into this temple, he brought with him the anointing. Which makes us what? Anointed. It is so important that we realize that you can go to battle and fight it by yourself, but you can go to battle with a people in unity and have complete victory.
Amen.
God is trying to teach us in His Word. That's why it's so important to study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word that is truth. When we dissect the Word, we find out what God's intentions are in and for our lives. The problem with the church, a lot of folks have no idea what God's intention is for their life. So they go to church just to go to church. They don't go to church expecting anything. When I come into the house of God, I'm expecting something.
Amen.
If I have expectation, I can receive something.
Amen.
You're right, man. Got that right. I'm looking for God to do something in my life. What I found out about this anointing, this corporate, this business anointing, this anointing where we're so many, but yet we're one. That's what corporate anointing is. We speak the same things and we mind the same principles, meaning that we're growing and maturing in the things of God together, individually, but yet together. I was up studying this morning and I heard the Lord say, I taught you corporate anointing from the very beginning. I said, well, how'd you do that? Well, He says, what do you think? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are three, but yet they're one. Is that not corporate?
That's right.
With Jesus being the head cornerstone. The word anointing, when you think of the word anointing, most times we immediately begin to think of some person else other than God. We think of an evangelist that we, a service we attended, or we think of a prophet who prophesied over us, or we think of a pastor whose word incited us to do something great for God. When we think of the anointing, we think of a human being, person, and not, I'm not going to go on to that. We want to make sure that when we hear the word anointing, we think Christ.
Amen.
Because He is the person. It's important to understand that it's not an individual per se, fleshly, but it's an individual supernaturally, which is Christ Jesus, Emmanuel. Meaning God, what? With us. The fourth chapter of Galatians reads in the fourth verse, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are what?
Sons.
God hath did what? Sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but, what does it say? A son. And if a son, then an heir of God through
Christ,
or according to Christ. But when the fullness of the time was come, now it says, but when the fullness of the time will come, we know that Paul is teaching this message. When was the fullness of time? The fullness of time actually happened in the upper room.
Okay.
When they assembled in the upper room, and the tongues of fire began to fall upon them, they all spake with different tongues, but they all understood the tongues that they were speaking.
Okay.
Anyone else that wasn't in that corporate didn't understand what they were hearing.
Okay.
How many heard that?
Yes.
That's why it's so important that we practice the same things.
Right. Yeah.
That we speak the same things. Yeah. Now, we preach the same message, but we preach it differently.
Amen.
How many understand? The other ministers of this church preach the same message, but they preach it differently. Because you have to preach it the way God has given it to you. You don't want to assemble yourself or resemble some other man. The fullness of time was come. He says, for the fullness of time was come or has already come. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the sun. And then when I read that, God said, not only did it start in the upper room, he said, but when I sent my son, when I first impregnated Mary.
Come on now.
The fullness was here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened in the upper room was what? An expectation or a sign of what the fullness was about to unleash on earth. But we can't be unleashed on anything except ourselves, because that's who we're taking it out on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
God sent his son, made through a woman, made under the sun. I like the word made. Because, you know, it's kind of enlightening that they use the word made here, because when they use the word made, he's saying that even though he was the one, the Spirit of God impregnated Mary, God still made him who he was.
Amen.
Mary had nothing to do with who he was.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me.
Yeah.
Where am I going? This building has nothing to do with who you are.
Amen.
The ministry God has given me has nothing to do with who you are. What it has to do with you is what you've taken, gleaned off of, and allowed your ministry to manifest itself in the fullness of time. He said, I'm going to have a many member body just like my first
son.
Who's that many member body?
We are.
To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Folks are being tricked, seduced by words, by an idea, by a concept, and not by the truth. When you understand what the anointing truly is, then you'll understand what your destiny is. When I found out what the anointing was, Mickey, I understood what my destiny was. Now, don't get it twisted. Just because I understood what my destiny was didn't mean that I didn't have to go through to make it happen. But what I did find out, what I did, I gleaned or I usurped from men of God who had a strong word and a godly word and a truthful word, not so much that they spoke with their mouths, but that they allowed to manifest in their lives.
Right.
That's corporate anointing. Because it feeds all of us.
Yes.
I told First Lady, I'm not going to preach today. I'm going to teach. It's getting a little warm up in here, though. I got me a bug friend. Bye. And the feeling with my message. That's right, I'm going to smack myself in the face. Broke my glasses. Both testaments reveal the highest anointing. I like that part. I got excited about that part this morning. When I was reading that, both testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So for the highest form of corporate anointing. Why? Because what happened was this, that the Old Testament, when it got to the epistles, when Jesus came into the world, what he did was he caused the Old Testament to catch up with the new.
Come on now.
Right.
And once the Old Testament caught up with the new, then he allowed the old and the new, which is a conglomerate of the corporation, to flow into the epistles. Whereas here we are, Gentiles, who have the ability to be saved by grace. That means can't no man save you. Can't no man deliver you. Can't no man set you free. I don't care what kind of anointing he has. What will set you free is your faith in the word that's in your life.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. The Old Testament, the New Testament is an anointing, a corporate anointing that is plural, compounded collectively so that you can see Jesus in all of the book.
Amen.
When we come together collectively, then they can see Jesus in all of our books.
Yeah.
I was fasting one day, and God blew me out in the water, Pastor. I was fussing up, complaining about something. I was across the street. I was walking up the aisle. Pastor Howard just told me to do something that I thought was impossible to get done. And once he told you to do it, he just left you. He didn't tell you how to do it. He didn't give you a book of directions on how to do it. He just expected you to get it done.
Right.
And I was walking up the aisle. I was like, "Ooh, Lord Jesus, he's getting on my nerves."
Right.
You got to be kidding me. How am I supposed to get that done? I don't even like that mess. He had just told me that I was going to start teaching the Sunday morning Sunday school class. And they were teaching out of a catechism. And I said, "Lord, I can't teach out of that. That's catechism. That's Catholic. Why are we teaching that anyway?" The Lord said, "Because he's your pastor." And that's what he wants. I said, "Well, how do you expect?" And I heard the Lord say, "That's because you can do it, because you are your own epistle."
Amen.
You're your own book. So you can use what's there and transform it into what's already here.
Come on now.
And I said, "Great, that's wonderful." So I started teaching that class, and Pastor Howard used to sit on the front row like he was sitting there waiting on me to stumble. Because he knew. I said, "Brother, I was honest with you, I don't like this. That ain't, brother, don't care. That's what we got. That's what you're going to use. Glory." So after about 2 or 3 weeks of teaching this class, he noticed that people were moving closer to the front of the auditorium. And he was sitting there, and he'd be going through his Bible like, "Where'd you get that from? That ain't even in here." He called me in his office. He says, "Brother, sit over there. Where are you getting this stuff from?" I said, "Pastor Howard, it's in the Bible. Show it to me." Showed it to him.
Man, get out my face. You just keep teaching the class. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. I realized what corporate anointing was when I realized that the fact of the matter was obey them that are in over, whether they be in
error.
It produces an
corporate
anointing.
Yes.
Yes. My goodness, my goodness. I'm about finished.
And never dull a moment, folks. Listen to me. Even though we may not be able to see it, there is a restoration. A worldwide revival has already begun.
Come on.
We're no longer waiting on it.
Come on now.
It has already begun.
Yes. Yes.
All we've got to do is get in the mix.
Come on now. Come on now.
How do you get in the mix? Tell me how you get in the mix. First thing you got to do, study this Bible.
Amen.
Second thing you got to do is pray.
Amen.
Third thing you got to do is meditate.
Come on.
And none of that stuff is going to be any use to you unless you learn how to fast to bring this stuff under subjection so you can actually hear what the Spirit is trying to say to you who are the church. There is a corporate anointing that's going to rule this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody worried about going to heaven. Man, Nikki, I've been serving God longer than you. My mansion is going to be 3 blocks. Yours just going to be 1. Not realizing that we are the mansion.
Come on.
Come on.
I'd like to see you take one mansion and put it inside of another.
Right.
Let me tell you something. If I get to heaven and I see Jesus, you notice I said if.
Right.
Folks say, I'm gonna. I say if. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Right.
You don't know when Jesus is gonna come.
Right.
You might decide to cuss out your wife, kick the dog, and burn the cat. And look up at Jesus like, No. Like the foolish virgins who used up all their oil.
Amen.
The only way we're going to see what God's going to do in the earth is through this corporate anointing. Pentecost, which we thought was the supernatural thing, what it did, don't you, if you're Pentecostal, I don't know what we are. We just love God and we're born again. Now they say, all right, what are you? Non-denominational? Nope. You Pentecostal? Nope. What it has done, it has produced a weak and tasteless mixture of flesh and spirit.
Right. Yes. Amen. Ooh,
why do you think so many Christians are carnivores?
My Lord.
But when the Father planted me within the woman, that was the fullness of time. I fill all the members with my presence, the same presence. There is no difference. For I am one God And I fill all the members with all of my presence and all of my power. And I'm not alone. For the Father is with me and also the Holy Ghost. And we are dwelling within you, our picked out corporation. Ah, Ilobo Kosha, I have chosen you. I have chosen you. It's not according to man or man's wisdom, but it's according to my design that you all be like me. All can lay aside the weights of this world and take upon their cross and as I did, and put aside every weight to glorify the Father, for such are the sons of God that they give glory unto the Father who made us all. We are that corporate one. We are the anointed one, for I am the anointed one. I am the Christ, and I fill you up, and therefore you are Christ. We are one mind, on one accord, even as I and the Father are one. So are ye in this earth. There is no gift, no schisms, and no differences one to another. There is no black, no white. But there is only Christ, and I have come to fill you up that you might go to this lost world. To preach the gospel of God, the old and the new. For ye are my epistles. I have placed my mark upon you and my word within you, that the Spirit of the living God might envelop this earth before the last day, before the last trump, saith the Lord God.
While I was standing and listening to the Spirit of God speak, I heard the Lord say, the ultimate corporate anointing that produced itself in Christ's life was when he come up out of the water. Yes, sir. When Jesus straightway come up out of the water, it said, a dove descended on him.
Yes, he did.
We know that to be the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And after the dove had come down and filled his life, the heavens opened up and the Father said, for this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. At that time, corporate anointing became a reality because you had the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all operating in the same place at the same time while Jesus was standing in the water. Letting you know that it'll take that word, that water, which represents the word, to manifest itself in your life, that you might have this anointing in your life. It's not an individual anointing anymore. It's a corporation of anointing, which produces the same effect. The effect that Christ is Lord and he's King over all things, even our flesh, saith God. So it has produced a weak and a tasteless mixture of fleshly, this is a bad word, compromise. We have decided it's better to compromise. Don't go there, Dennis. Leave that alone. Where we bicker, argue, complain, and bellyache, not over what's going on in our lives, but over Scripture.
Come on, my Lord.
I sat in a building and I watched six people that go to different churches, different affiliations. I watched them argue and fuss and want to rip each other up over the scripture that I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. And I sat there amazed because each one of them was right in their own minds. They missed the point. God is not the author
of confusion.
Come on now.
There is no way in the world that somebody could have walked in that room and needed deliverance and got it. A room full of church men. Nobody wanted to submit themselves to the truth. Red, what you got to say? It's time me to go. My wife on her way home. I got right on up. Peace. And went about my business. And one of the guys called me later and says, I like how you did that. I said, you should have did the same thing. You weren't even involved in that. You should have got up and left too. He said, man, you should have heard. I said, nope, I heard enough. Because if you have to argue about a point, you don't have a point. You have nothing to say. The foundation of all anointing, all of it. I like Pastor Keith. He always lets you know that we all have an anointing, but it's one anointing. It's not different anointing. It's not different phases of the anointing. It's This is why it's important to understand that it's not a thing.
Yeah.
That it's a person. My goodness. Can you imagine what we could actually accomplish if we did what the Word said we should do? My goodness. I always tell you about the Church of Thessalonica. How many have read those two books? First and Second Thessalonica. You see what those people accomplished? When I first was reading and studying some years ago, I decided to find out just how big Thessalonica was and how many Christians could possibly be located or born again would actually be located in this town of Thessalonica. It was not that many.
Amen.
But you know what they did? How many know how big Highland Park is? How many you know how big Detroit is? Detroit, Metro, Detroit, whatever, we got a whole bunch of names. But it lets you know how huge it is. They got together and decided there's only one way to see Jesus. Is that we come together and we mind the principles that we've been taught in the Word, and we speak the principles out with our lives that we've taught, and we must do it together.
Amen.
They left Thessalonica and they witnessed and they delivered a countryside the size of Great Britain. That's like folks getting fired up in Highland Park and going out evangelizing getting the Detroit saved.
Come on now. Amen.
Corporate anointing. And they believe what the Word said. One can put 1,000 in flight and two can put 10,000 in flight. They believe on that. Think what we could accomplish if we all minded the same principle and we learned to speak the same language.
Amen. Yeah. Come on, Pastor.
When I'm talking about language, I'm not talking about Spanish or French or German. I'm talking about the same language where we sound like we know who Jesus is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How do we know who he is? Because he did something in our lives.
Yeah.
He's healed us. He's delivered us.
Come
he's transformed us.
Yeah.
Renewed us in our minds. He's done so many things.
Yeah,
I know what I was, but I know who I am now. How do I know that? Because of corporate
anointing.
That's how. Because you are the sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying. How often do we cry, Abba Father? Only when we get in trouble. The good thing about it is we're no longer servants, or we're no longer enslaved to other people's ideas or philosophies.
Amen.
We're supposed to be bond servants for Jesus.
Amen.
When Paul opened up the book of Romans, he said, "For I am a bond servant of Jesus Christ."
Yes.
Or Christ Jesus. He said, "I am a slave to Christ." Not because he's paying me or he's threatening me, but because he loved me.
Amen.
When I didn't love myself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
Well, glory to God.
Yes.
Wherefore, thou art no more servant, but a son. And if a son, then a what? An heir of God through Christ, according to Christ. Y'all ain't getting that.
Amen.
You're not getting it. You're going to start walking like a pauper. And realize you're something special. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. For you are a royal priesthood.
Man.
Yes.
Man.
A peculiar
generation.
Here, come get this mic, man. Preach. And a chosen generation. That's why we can come together and worship God in spirit and according to the truth. Because we are a chosen generation. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I'm working around stuff here. It's important that we understand that we've been chosen, we've been selected, picked out, predestinated by God to be sons of God. And if we're sons, then we have all the rights to everything that God has promised everybody else. But the way we get it taking place is we create a corporate assembly of believers that have faith and confidence in God.
Yeah. Amen.
You are the mansion. Jesus said, if I go, I go and I prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. That word got me in a lot of trouble, Therese, because I didn't see it the way they saw it. What God showed me about, he said, I'm going to go create a place for you that where I am, where is he? In us. You may be
also.
For in my Father's house are many
mansions.
Mansions translated into Greek means realms.
Amen.
Not apartment buildings.
Man,
I believe
amen.
You
amen.
The word mansion, that picture means realms. What realms? Supernatural realms in
amen.
God.
Amen.
Those are the mansions. Why? Because we're the mansion. We're the temple of God.
Yeah.
God created, called. Hey, we've been bought with a price. We are the mansion. So we don't need it. I know I'm stepping on some of y'all toes. Y'all just thought y'all would go ahead. Gold face bones and crystal chandeliers. You better get them now. Don't make much sense me serving God just to get to heaven. Instead of serving God to see somebody's life transformed, somebody find out that you can have joy in the midst of your sorrow. You can have peace when there's nothing but trouble. You can love folks that you know hate you. You have the ability to pray for folks that are always despite me abusing you.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Amen.
No.
Thank you.
I'm really close. Y'all are really close.
Come on.
Somebody next to you. ask them this question. Do you have any earthly idea
who you are in God?
Don't answer.
Right.
I don't want you to sit in the church house and lie. If you had asked me that question years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, I said, I have no earthly idea. None at all. But I have went through so much hell.
Come on.
Tried on so many different levels. Failed and stumbled in so many different problems. But I learned, you know what I learned how to do? Get back up.
I know that's right.
And lift my eyes up towards heaven, and which comes my help. Knowing my help coming from God, and say, Lord, messed up again. But guess what? Here I am. You know why I can do that? Because I can feel somebody.
Come on now.
Not just anybody, somebody who has the ability to touch God. Pray and believe for me. The one that was praying in faith for me outweighed the 300 that were out to get me. The anointing that was in their life.
Hallelujah.
It strengthened me, Sister Rochelle. It encouraged me. It directed me. My goodness, I think it even set me free. Don't get it twisted. She don't just do this in church. She like this everywhere. In the car. In the room. In the living room. In the backyard. At the bowling alley. I just look at it and shake my head. Hey, look, this all red going to shake his head, right? Amen. We are so powerful, but there is so much church and religious, I can't stand that word, animosity that we have one towards another. Almost got choked on that thought.
Y'all see, I took my glasses off. I'm done.
Corporate anointing, my people, my sons and my daughters, is considerably more powerful than the individual. For when you learn to stand together, you learn to pray together. And when you learn to pray together, you'll learn to fast together. When you learn to fast together, you'll learn to meditate together. All of these things shall strengthen you without a shadow of doubt. And you shall know that I am here. I'm not coming, but I'm already here. And I'm moving, getting you ready for that last day. That day when the power of the living God shall flow throughout the earth, even as I flowed in Egypt and I flowed up into the Pharaoh's house. I shall flow into the house of those that have faith and confidence in my life. Only I will sustain them and strengthen them and fortify them for the things that they're being subjected to, for the things that they're going through. For I am that I am. I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is none greater than I. Therefore, when you praise me, I shall inhabit that praise, and I shall produce an anointing out of it. That anointing shall combine itself with another anointing, and that anointing shall combine itself with another, and another, and another. And before you know it, you shall have created an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, a place of way. You shall make their way straight, because I am the Lord thy God, and there is no one greater than me. So be careful my children, of who you worship and who you praise to. For I am a jealous God, and I'm creating a body of believers that shall stand up and proclaim that I am King, that I am Lord, and that the kingdom of God is here. It's no longer at hand, but it's already here and manifesting in a body of believers that have come together to have faith and confidence in me, saith God. I don't know if I'm going to ever finish this message. There's just so much to it.
Amen.
We have so much to learn.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm forever learning and learning and learning. Every time I think I've got this thing pegged down, God removes the peg. And I find myself falling, calling upon him, and he reaches out and he says, son, you're really not falling. You just allow yourself to become stagnant. So wake up. Arise. For I am here to establish a fresh covenant. I don't care what kind of hell is going around your life, it don't mean that God ain't with you.
Right. Amen.
It doesn't mean that.
Amen.
It just simply means that you haven't found it.
Glory.
It's kind of crazy. He never leaves us. We leave him. And the silly thing about it is, you can come to church and still have left God. Most folks just go to church because it's something to do. Or they like the music. Or they like the way the pastor or somebody dressed. Something idiotic. Nothing that has anything to do with Jesus. I got news for you. I'm looking for an outpouring.
Amen.
I'm looking for an outpouring. And I'm not looking for it to come from above. I'm looking for it to come from within.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. I'm sick of my flesh.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes.
I'm sick of my mind interfering with the thoughts of God. I'm sick of my heart trying to enhance me with silly ideas of things I know I can't handle.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Folks, I'm going to be a millionaire, right? And you'll blow your brains out. I just ask God for a simple prayer. Lord, I just don't want to go without.
Amen. Amen.
God said, well, stop thinking that you're without. You know what's a testament to God? That sister right there on that oxygen. That's a testament to God.
Right.
I was sitting back there and I was looking at her. She probably could feel me looking at her. The algae was trying to get back out of here. I said, you get on in there, Mom. My mom was trying to leave. She got the shakes. Ain't no need to ask your dad, but he just go. And she got, and sometimes we go through things that are embarrassing to us. Not to everybody else, but to us. I saw a young man yesterday that I used to bowl with. Big. He was big and healthy. I saw him yesterday, and he is about as big as that tripod, but he ain't got that huge. I wanted so badly to go just take him by the hand. But you know why I did? Because I was afraid the first thing I was going to ask him, what happened to you? everybody looking at me, I just want to. Sense told me that he's sick. So what I do, I pray. Because I understand, without being braggadocious, wherever I go, the anointing goes with me.
Amen.
You know why he goes with me? Because the personage of Christ is in me. So wherever I go, he got to go. So if I'm raising hell, he said, man, listening to me. I don't know what your God do. My God said, he spoke the word to me. When I get up, he said, be not weary, well do it. Or if you can hold on in due season, you shall reap.
Yes.
It's very important that we come together and unify. And unify. But then again, there's some folks you have to do what Scripture says. Come out from among them.
Come out.
And be the servant.
Come out.
And I hate to bust your bubble, but that ain't talking about worldly folks either.
Amen.
That's talking about church people that don't believe and practice corporate power.
Amen.
The most important power of God is the power of love.
Come on, Pastor.
The word of God, love conquers a multitude of sin. Corporate anointing produces a love power that you have no idea how rehabilitating it can be. Love conquers. The word conquers in the true translation means to overwhelm. Love, God bless you, love overwhelms a multitude of sin. Sin being transmitted, meaning old bitch. Love is greater than hate. That's what it says. Because the old man, the word of God says, for flesh has enmity with God. The word enmity means hate. You can't have hate in your life and produce a corporate anointing or align yourself with corporate anointing.
Amen.
I know some folks that got on your nerves. Every now and then, I know ain't nobody more of it that you need to see them dead. I'll be honest, I've seen a lot of folks out of here. And had to repent, Lord, I didn't mean it. If they died, if they dropped dead right now, I'd never recover. Let them live. Or I could be like, Brother Hart, kill them. I remember that. Pastor had to say, God, if they ain't gonna change, kill them. He's serious about it. That man just can't get him out of my spirit. I was around him for 30-something years. That's why God is trying to produce some change. Amen. Everyone stand.
Amen.
produce, create, an assembly of believers that operate through corporate power. Amen. Paul, we know, used to cut up his whatever those garments he wore and send them to folks, and they would get healed and delivered and set free, because he was practicing corporate power and corporate love. He didn't actually send them to the person themselves, but he sent them to the church that they were a part of. The lady got mad at me across the street. Got mad. She left. She quit the church. She came back. She quit. Because they were giving out something and they had run out. And she was fit to be tied. And I just told her, I said, sister, you can have all these things in this church. Go ask everybody for what they had, what they gave them. If you don't have faith and confidence in God, it ain't going to do you a bit of good. We carry around those hankies in our wallets and don't have no faith. It's just taking up space. We are so powerful.
Yes.
If we come together.
Yes.
In unity.
Yes.
We'll have strength. Power. There's power in numbers. Where is that at? Look what's happening down there in, where is that at? No, not the, where they're riding that down there.
Baltimore.
Look at what's happening. The people that were rioting somehow or another got more accomplished than the people that were peaceful. Because you know what flesh don't do? Flesh don't take no for an answer. It's going to figure out a way to get it. So what would they do? They start burning up the very businesses that they needed to go to. Why? Because flesh had blinded them that, you know, in the next 6 months, that store you just burned down, you're going to wish you had it there. Now you got to go 20 miles across town to get what you only had two blocks to go to get it. It's going to take a body of believers with power in God.
Amen.
To bring forth something in the lives of those that don't have anything.
Amen.
But hatred, malice. And the problem is, most of the folks that are doing all the burning, that were doing all the burning, don't even live in that town. They come from Detroit, Mississippi, Missouri, New Orleans. My God, you ain't coming in my house and burning down nothing.
Right.
Not in here. Take your neighbor by the hand. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in thy name, and in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Whether it be in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth, it shall confess that you are Lord. That is because of the power of the anointing that radiates in and around your life because of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Now, Father, we pray that that same power will manifest itself in our lives, that we might see you as you are. Because if we can see you as you are, then we'll know who we are.
Yes.
So reveal unto us, open up our spiritual awareness, Father. Let us apprehend that which we need in order to grow and mature in the things of God. Let us, through our prayer, through our walk, and our study, and our meditating, and our coming together to lift you up, create an atmosphere of power where the love of God shall go abroad and minister to lives all over the world. Lost ones, sick ones, broken ones, diseased ones. Father, bless this people today. Create in us a clean heart that will produce a supernatural anointing. That we might come together, Father, and speak the same things and begin to mind the same principles, Father, so that our conversation, which is our walk, shall demonstrate the love that we have for you and the love that you have for us. And that we might demonstrate the word of truth in our lives. So, Father, we thank you right now. I praise you for ministering to this believers, this power, this body of believers right now. Father, for you are the head and we are the body. And you establish that covenant in us, Father. Lord God, so we thank you right now for this corporate power, this corporate love, this corporate peace, this corporate joy. This corporate anointing that shall produce an atmosphere of salvation and deliverance in the lives of those whom we come in contact with. Jesus said, when you see me, you see my Father. And when you see the Father, you have seen me. Father, let that be our testimony, that when they see us, they can see you. And when they can see you, they'll know that we're hidden in you. Through Christ.
Amen.
So, Father, here we are as we cry out unto you, moved by your miraculous spirit. Bring us forth, Lord God. Take us in, Lord God, and then bring us back out that we might show forth the magnificent mercies of Almighty God. So, Father, we thank you right now for letting the blessings of God be upon them, ministering to their hearts, ministering to their minds. Let this word, Lord God, Lord God, let it revelate in their souls and in their spirits that they might grow up into you, into the head, Father, that you might use them to flow back down into a broken, discouraged people. Father, I thank you right now, and I praise you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ministers, I need you up here. Elders, if you're not busy, please come down. I want you to assemble around them two ladies right here. Surround them. Get on every side of them. When I was sitting up on the platform, I heard God say, you need to renew death. Not that they're going to die. Don't get all bent out of shape. They're not going nowhere. But it's trying to suck the life out of them and put them in a position where they would rather not be here. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been there. I've been so messed up. Lord, come get me. I need to leave here. God is saying he's going to do something this morning in their lives. As many as you can, put your hands on. Bob,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Fathers, we come together as one, O Lord God, against all of the sickness, sins, and everything that's kind of overtaken. Lord God, you said many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, thy God, deliver them out of them all. And God, I pray, Lord God, your word is true, O Lord God. And Father, we stand on that truth. And God, you said if we ask it, anything in your name, believe it, that's the truth, Lord God. Father, you said it shall be done. God, you give us the power and the anointing to pull down the strongholds. God, we pull these strongholds down now. Holy Ghost, move by your power and your might, Lord God. Minister unto them right now, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God. Heal it, Lord God. Comfort and joy, Lord God. Move them through the storms, oh Lord God, that they may come into that perfect light of deliverance. For you are God and that is not else, oh Lord God. And God, together we stand. Together we rise up against it, Lord God. Together we pull it down. Together we anoint. Together we bring the joy. Together we bring the deliverance. And we thank you in thy holy name. Come on and give God some praise. My daughter, that which they meant for your harm, I'm going to make it work for your good. All those around you that figure they can afflict, take advantage of, abuse, I'm going to raise you up in the midst of them. And the very things which are the desires of your heart are going to come to pass. For what they assume is weakness in you is not weakness, it's strength. You just want to do the right things. And those around you that like to usurp your strength and want to steal your peace and take all your joy, I, the Lord God, shall protect you and guard over thee and watch over you. Because I have a work for you to do, my child. A great work. You minister in your spirit and you hear me dealing with you. And there are times you're not sure if it's really me that's speaking unto you. But hear me. It is I, the Lord, speaking to you. Because I'm moving you into an avenues in your life that you never anticipated that you would be. And I'm going to bless your hand. And I'm going to bless your feet. And I'm going to bless your walk. And you're going to know that the things that you are about to apprehend are come by the power of the living God. For I want you to know, for I have searched your heart, and your heart is pure, and your heart is sincere. And I look for people in this day that have a clean heart. And because of your heart, which is so much open to so many people who would like to take advantage, there shall be no taking advantage of. For I, God, shall protect thee, and I shall bring you forth. And the very things that you need understanding of, I'm going to reveal unto thee, and you shall know that none of these things shall fail thee, but they shall lift thee up, and they shall undergird thee, and you shall not fall by the wayside, but you shall walk circumspectly, and you shall lift your eyes up toward heaven, and realize that these things have not come from man, but they can have only come from a true God. Well, praise Him. You know, I can taste corporate anointing.
Yeah.
I can taste it.
All right.
Are you guys sisters? Why do you look so much alike? Good friends? They say I look like a bunch of my friends too. I look different. Yea, you have heard that I've opened up the windows of heaven. Yea, but remember the windows are on the inside of thee now, and they are not on the outside. And yea, remember that you are a son, an heir, and then a joint heir. And yea, you can call forth those things that are not as though they are. Yea, so reach down together, and yea, I shall be with you together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And yea, I shall walk among you in the midst of you. Yea, I shall walk among you and in the midst of you single. And yea, then corporately shall I come together with thee, said God. For yea, you have demonstrated me this day, yea, that which I have expectation for, said God. And yea, I have come forth and I have done what you have done. Yea, have asked me to do. Yea, it was already done, yea, even in the beginning. But now you lift me up and you glorify me. And now that manifestation, the fullness thereof, is walking among you. And you said, God. So yea, wherever you go, you are a son. Wherever you go, you are an heir. Wherever you go, you are a joint heir. Wherever you go, pull down the strongholds.
Yeah, yeah.
And yea, I shall be there to lift you up and to glorify my name in this earth that I created, said God.
Oh, we'll see how great.
we thank you right now. We praise you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you because you're worthy of all praise. Father, as we shake hands, we're going to touch the green. Lord God, as corporate power anointing, Lord God, for there are two or three. And Father, we together shall believe, and our faith shall entwine itself with each other, and it shall create an atmosphere that the blessing of God shall flow forth in and around their lives, Father. Lord God, I thank you for it right now, in the name of Jesus, as you supply these needs, Father, over and above all that they can possibly imagine or think, Father. I thank you right now in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus. Our God, sing with me, my praise. I'm asking everyone to stand. If you can give an offering of at least $20, we're doing work around the church. I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you and tell you giving it to Jesus because you got it. You are giving it to this ministry. And we will use it to further the cause of Jesus.
Amen.
How's that sound? Get your offering out. If you don't have 20, get as close to it as you can. Amen. Whatever you give will be greatly appreciated. And I'm sure the sisters will put it to good work. Everybody come. If you don't have anything to give, come anyway. Let me take you by the hand and tell you how much I appreciate you for just being here.
Amen.
Hey, I'm